Hey, everybody, welcome to the My Wave podcast. Yes, sir, we are hopefully back in business. If you listened to that short episode previous to this, you heard Drew and I testing out some equipment and messing with some outro songs. And so hopefully we got this equipment fixed. And actually, we're sitting here with Matt Treppel, and we had actually thought we had fixed the equipment, and then ended up coming over, setting up the equipment, testing it with an interview with Matt, and it failed on us. So this is actually with Matt, take two, right?
Perseverance.
Matt? Yes, perseverance, pushing through, trying to figure it out. Modern technology, you gotta love it.
As long as you don't know how to do it.
I hope so. We'll see how it goes. Hey, but ladies and gents, this episode is brought to you by Shredder's Surf Camp. Shredder's Surf Camp's at Wrightsville Beach, and they do lessons for 7 years old and up. They do private lessons, group lessons. They do four-day camps. If you had a corporate event, a bachelor party, bachelorette party, whatever, they can help you get in the water, have a great time. Check them out, shreddersurf.com. Summer's coming. Warmer weather is coming. I can't wait. How about you, Matt?
Amen.
Let's go. Bring it on. Hey, and if you've been enjoying what you've been listening to, and hopefully we can keep cranking out content, you can support what we're doing by going to buymeacoffee.com, buymeacoffee.com/mywave, and you can buy me a $5 cup of coffee. That's the minimum support you can give. Or, hey, if you want, buy me 10 cups of coffee. I would love that as well. You'll get a shout out on the next episode once I see that. But yeah, just appreciate all the support that we've got. And yeah, here we go. Let's get going. Oh yeah, Matt. We were just talking about this. And so if you listen to that episode on outro music, you'll know that we're tossing up the idea of, you know, that little cool reggae vibe as the outro to match the intro. But then we've been experimenting, if you heard that episode, with a surf punk song called My Wave, fittingly enough. And so what I decided, since it was kind of split, the results that came in, people texted or DM'd me, they was split. Some like the smooth reggae, some like the harder finish with the surf punks. So what I thought we would do is give the one I'm interviewing the choice. So Matt heard the two, but I'm not going to tell you which one he chose until the end, so you'll have to wait and see.
They're both a beach flavor.
They are, both very beachy, and love it. Hey, so Matt, been in the water lately?
Yeah, it's a couple weeks, so that's
okay.
Not lately.
Yeah. You
know, as a surfer, it's been too long.
Yeah, I had the fortunate opportunity to run up to the Outer Banks this weekend on a work trip, and that was, so Saturday it was blowing so hard, just that crazy storm that caused all that havoc and tornadoes and mess in the Midwest. I was driving up on Saturday, gusts of 50 miles an hour. It was blowing everywhere, sand piled up on the roads, heading down Highway 12 to Hatteras. But that was blowing a south swell, and I got up early Sunday morning and went and checked it, and there was a comp going on. I think it was Outer Banks Board Riders was put on a comp at the bathhouse there in Frisco. And I got a couple pictures. Maybe I'll put it up with this episode on the gram. But, man, it was pumping.
And he's I missed you because I was there during the week. Two plus days. And there was probably early morning where if it was board shorts, you'd hop out.
Yeah. Yeah.
That.
Board short weather's coming.
It is.
But what was strange is, you know, Frisco's a south-facing beach, and this south swell was just blowing in for a couple days. Well, it pulled warm water off of the Gulf Stream and piled it up inside the bay there in Frisco. And so the water there was in the low 60s.
Dang.
Go around up to Hatteras, it was still in the mid-50s.
You know, I saw that when I did weather. I'm like, there must be a glitch here. How could it be 60? It was like 61, and then it was like 50.5.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're not that far.
No. Apart. They're just a few miles apart.
Yeah.
But that's what happened. All that warm water got piled up there in Frisco. But I paddled out a little bit later from the picture that you'll see on Instagram. But, man, I had some fun waves, and then the Frisco Disco happened, and the wind just turned on it. So I got about an hour-ish of fun stuff.
How often that happens?
All the time. Yeah. All the time. Now I'm not.
Just don't miss that hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Should have been here an hour ago. Yeah. Is,
how many times you heard that?
Most days for me. See it on the cam, get my stuff, right. Drive down. What happens? The cam lied, or I'm just...
And you got that guy saying that. You don't have to tell me. Oh, you should have been here now. Yeah. As he's loading up to get going.
Yep. Take his wetsuit off. He's like, dude, you missed it. Wind's on it anyway. Oh, man. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. So, Matt, how long have you been surfing?
Oh, man. Well, 40 years. 40. 35. I grew up on the beach. Mm-hmm. I don't know when I started surfing. I know that as a... through high school, as I got later in high school and college, just because of athletics, I didn't surf much at all. And then I didn't surf for a while, but I don't know, it's been about 15 years now on this side.
Okay. That you've been more consistent.
Yeah. Oh, well, year round. Yeah. I should say, yeah, I've been year round for like 15 years now.
Yeah, because we were just talking about, I made a trip up to Ocean City, Maryland back in January, and water was 42, and you're cutting your teeth and surfing as a kid up in New Jersey, right?
Yeah, that's why I didn't surf in the winter there. I played ice hockey. There you go. My brother went like later.
You don't like ice cream headaches?
Oh, man. No, because now when I get them,
Yeah. Painful. And now, for some of you that may be listening and are like, what's an ice cream headache have to do with surfing? We've all experienced that, you know, drink a slushy from 7-Eleven or something cold and you get that brain freeze. Well, when you're in colder water, and especially if you're going under without a hood on, a good hood, your head will start to ache, your vision will go dim, you'll want to vomit.
Yep.
And it's awesome.
Dude.
Yeah. So that ice cream headache is real. It hurts. I probably lost more brain cells from that than anything. But so Matt, what are you riding these days?
Well, I have a, now you're coming. I have a Rusty. Now,
you're my struggling Rusty, because well, I'm you trying have to so think, many well, boards, yeah, right?
The Rusty, which is my, I say it's my favorite, but I did, and that's a 6'3".
Okay.
And I shaped a board, which is 6'8".
Okay.
A little more volume, like 35. And then, so I say, when I'm starting to think, because I got a new board for Christmas, ooh, which is my quote unquote longboard, 7'9".
Okay.
And for the life of me, I can't think of, I see other boards that I have that I don't use anymore, but I cannot get, it's uh-oh, blue.
It's blue. Narrowing it down.
It's a tripod. Just a regular nose. Yeah. Even surfing long, well, yeah, I got on a board. One that floats, hopefully. You know?
Well, that's awesome, though.
It's gonna drive me crazy now. I gotta stop thinking because I cannot think of it for the life of me.
It'll hit you.
Yeah, it's gonna drive me crazy.
Yeah, no worries. So I had a chance last to see Frisco on Sunday, and then I got home Monday night. We had our Christian Surfer gathering. If you're in the Wrightsville Beach area on Mondays, Christian Surfer gathers 6 p.m. south side of Johnny Mercer's. You'll see the flag or you'll see the tent and pizza. We'll always play games if there's no waves or we're surfing. Well, I walked out and there was like 10 guys on the north side of the pier. And there was maybe, and there was nobody on the south side of the pier. And so I ran back to grab some things for the pizza, and I came back and there's 3 guys on the south side, and then just people after people started showing up, 20 guys on the north, and I joined the fray with about 8-10 guys on the south. And
did it that was, south have a left break?
Oh, yeah.
Goofy foot, man. That's me.
It was so much fun, but it was right at the high tide.
Yeah.
And, man, what a blast. So come check us out every Monday night. But then yesterday, you didn't get out yesterday. Man, yesterday...
Yeah.
Morning, it was bleh. I was going to take my son before school, and then drop him off at school, and the text started lighting up. People were like, dude, are you looking at this? And I had a lot of fun yesterday for about an hour.
I got so much going on right now.
Yeah,
got
to pay to park, though. So.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. So, Matt, where are we going for your one most memorable wave?
Well, we're going back to the Jersey Shore.
Right. How old?
I want to say 14.
Oh, yeah?
Probably like 8th. It might have been, I somewhere probably the summer before high school.
Okay.
It's funny because when I was in Outer Banks, work trip. I was at, we were all asked, what is our most earliest memory?
Oh, yeah.
And my, everything is the beach.
Sure.
You know, we were at a beach club growing up. So we were there morning. Huh. So my dad would come from work. They had a grill. He grilled dinner at the beach. Cabana, the whole nine.
Yeah.
So everything's always a beach. And so I say that to say at another beach club, and I mentioned this last time, obviously we weren't on. It wasn't a particular wave. Because I think about, you know, think about trips gone to, what's, I just remember, and I remember succinctly at this moment, I mean, almost 40 years ago.
Yeah.
That it was late afternoon. Everyone pretty much left. There wasn't much going on.
Yeah.
As far as waves. Sun was going down. And all of a sudden, it just got clean.
Okay.
And there was this other guy with, and I just went out. And I remember, I was just up and down,
right?
You know, and I just remember, like, I love surfing. it was just because when I first started, you know, my brother was he dragged me, which is fine, you know. And there's, and it's one of those, I don't remember learning surf, just surfed,
right?
But I remember that, and when you asked that question beforehand, before we came here, I try to think about waves, and
yeah,
I could think of some that.
Yeah,
I might have, you know, got air or something that it was really good, but I just remember just endless waves.
Yeah.
I mean, it was probably, of course, I'm thinking back a while, but waist to chest,
right?
But it was just clean and no break and just up and down and just,
yeah,
and just not trying to do anything but have fun. And I just remember that day paddling out another one, and it was getting dark. It was just me and this other guy.
Fun.
Man, it was, and that's, I'm like, I love surfing.
Yeah, that was that, that was that moment.
Yeah,
yeah,
and I remember it because obviously since then, numerous amount of days going surfing, wherever here,
right.
You know, different locations, and probably had some great big whatever it is. But
yeah.
I just remember it might have been for an hour and just up and down those waves.
Beautiful
waves, are beautiful.
Yes,
that's it.
That's it. And see, ladies and gents, you know, as I was talking with this guy in the water yesterday, and hopefully be able to get him on the podcast soon, and we were talking, and he grew up in South Africa, grew up surfing Jeffreys Bay, and so like he's connected, he's an older gentleman. Just I can't wait to get him on that. But as we were talking about it, he was asking what the show is about. I was like, it's about the surfer and their one most memorable wave. And then I took a wave and I came back and I was like, you know, the cool thing is everybody's got one.
Yeah.
And you've probably surfed bigger, better waves, done so much more on it.
Yes.
With as your ability and progression and your hunger for it, you know, but that wave, that session was embedded in your burn in your brain, and it drew you into love of this sport that we call surfing. And that's the cool thing. Everybody's got a story.
Yeah.
When it comes to surfing.
Yeah. Cause to go on a point about trying to find that one wave, cause in my mind, I can think of different, whether it's like Puerto Rico or going to Oak Island, just cause it's south facing and driving down there. Days at Rice, just days where the waves were big and I was getting good rise, maybe I was getting a little barrel or something. But I don't remember a specific wave, but I can remember that day.
Uh-huh.
Like just that up and down, I can almost feel it. Just up and down, those just that clean face. The sun, you know how it is when the sun's going down, it hits that wave.
Yeah, the golden.
Yeah, and we're the only ones. And I just remember just, man.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. It is an escape from reality, but it's in a reality that's so real,
right?
And so pure. Yeah. The other night when we were two Mondays ago, paddled out small, like knee to thigh, occasional waist, but the sky at sunset was from horizon to horizon, from a pink to an orange to just, then the sky broke out in a couple places and it was contrasting this crazy beautiful blue. Those settings, I think, often more than the waves we hunt for, those settings are most impressionable.
Let me tell you, what you saying that, and I could, one thing I've learned, and I go back to that time at, which was called Village Beach Club, Lock Arbor, that session, always makes me think about just that, being in the moment, absorbing the moment. So a couple years ago in the summer, somewhere, I want to say even South Curry Beach, way down, we were surfing because it was a break or something, and you get the sun coming in, all, like from the west, obviously, and it's through where Fort Fisher is, and we're in the water. Me and a couple of guys, we're just sitting on the board and just watching the sun spraying. It looks so incredible. My thought was, man, I gotta go get out and get. I mean, the waves are probably more now. It's just getting more and more time between a good set.
Yeah,
like, let me just go out and get my phone, take pictures. And I'm telling you, it's like, guys, like, just stay here, brace this. And I just remember saying, just the water was perfect blue, temperature, the sun, waves, and just
yeah.
And I, you know, when I talk to people about being present, a lot of that comes from that. Just be present.
Mm-hmm.
I told someone, you never get tired of watching the sunrise when you're in the water.
Right. Just, right.
So yeah, that has taught me, and that's why I love being in the water, because so much I can just be present.
Yeah.
And that it is reality at the same time.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It is cool. So if you've never experienced that, you're listening, maybe you're landlocked or whatever, if you get the chance,
catch a flight,
fly on over, check out Shredder Surf Camp.
Yeah, they'll hook you up. Right.
And no, that's cool, man. Thanks for taking us there back into your childhood.
Yeah.
To that moment where it drew you in and made you
had a cruiser bike with the surf. Now the surf racks back then went right behind you, so the wind would blow you everywhere. Sit it by your side.
It was more like a sail.
Yeah. And you were all over the place, man. We get to it.
That's great. Well, Matt, thank you so much for sharing. So
cool.
We have a series of questions that we do on this show. It's called the Hang 10. And have you ever walked the nose on a log?
Like I said, my longboard was 7'9". I was, and there was no longboards when I was growing up.
Yeah.
80s, early 90s. Not on the Jersey Shore. I never saw a longboard. I thought that's what you did in Hawaii.
Yeah. Now, you know, thinking about
it. But
I don't remember seeing. In Maryland, Delaware, I don't remember seeing hardly any longboards.
Yeah.
Now it's everywhere.
So when I started surfing on the other side of the millennium, 2000s, right? Seeing them, and I've been on a few, but nothing to just to mess around.
Yeah. Yeah. You haven't crossed over the threshold to aged.
Yeah, agedness. I'm trying to keep that. Yeah, I'm trying to stay young. As I said, I know I'm not young, but I don't feel older, but I know I'm not young.
Right. There you go. There you go. All right, here you go, Matt.
All right.
Hang 10. What is your go-to website or app for hunting down waves?
Magic Seaweed.
Magic Seaweed. Yeah. So
people always like, why do you? Because it's free.
Right.
I've been on others. I can't think of them off the top of my head, because then it was like, all right, you got to pay it after a while.
Yeah, Magic Seaweed. I go to that a lot, especially not so much for the long term, although because it's changed so many times. It does that on every app.
Yeah.
But that short term, it's done me well. It's done me well. I mean, I know they're where Europe, but it's all the same modeling and everything. But I interviewed a guy last summer down here. He's an engineer, and he developed a website called Pinpoint Surf, pinpointsurf.com. And he's hoping, I just talked to him this last week, because I was using his app up in Frisco, and I took a picture of what was, and then I took a screenshot from his website, and I sent it to him. I was like, hey, look, what you're predicting is what's happening. And one thing that they utilize is bathymetry, the contour of the bottom built into the algorithms to predict not just wave height, but where it could be best. And so as you look at their website, pinpointsurf.com, you can see little nuances along the coast where maybe the sand is further out, it's going to be breaking a little further, you know, like those kind of things, or maybe there's underwater structure that's creating something. Check it out, pinpointsurf.com.
Sounds good. I, you know, when I was growing up, I would check the waves. If we weren't there, we just called the surf shop, and the guy said, hold on 1 second. He look out the window. He tell you what, come back. Yeah, it's waist tired. Nah, it's blowing.
That's good. Yeah. Let's see. If you could have 1 hour and a cup of coffee with any surfer from any era, Who would it be?
Buttons. Kukulkalani, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. That's what my nickname was growing up, because I had a big, I mean, I look, you know, I got this olive skin. everyone thought I was Hawaiian for years, so I just let it go. Yeah. Hawaiian. My mom did live in Hawaii, but no, I wasn't Hawaiian, but I had the big bushy hair.
Oh, yeah.
And surfed, so they would call me Buttons. Funny. And I got a picture of him on that surfboard that I shaped. And
yeah.
Got a t-shirt. Yeah, that was.
That's great. When was Buttons surfing?
90s.
The 90s? Right?
Okay. Probably 80s and 90s. He passed away a couple years ago, but he was older than me, so
okay,
probably 80s. Yeah, definitely 80s, because that's when they were calling me all through the 80s when I was a little kid. Buttons.
That's funny. Buttons
Kukulkalani.
Yeah, what would you ask him?
Oh, man. That's a great question.
Or just
want to surf with him. And just and from is, there, let questions
just listen
originate, right?
Yeah.
Dude, how'd you do
That's cool.
Yeah.
So check him out. Buttons, how do you say his last name?
Kukulkalani.
Kukulkalani.
Just type in surfer Buttons and it'll come right up.
It'll come up.
And then see that fro, and he's got that iconic picture what I have on a shirt with him looking back giving the peace sign.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Buttons.
Nice. Nice. Let's see. If you had the opportunity to take a trip anywhere, money wasn't an issue, where would you go? Like right now. I don't have the money to give it to you right now. But if...
Well, I was going to say Jeffrey's Bay, but man, there's too many great whites.
Well, you're goofy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a backside wave for you.
Well.
Backhand. You can work on your backhand. My son lived in Jay Bay for 6 months, and he came back with a strong backhand.
Probably Costa Rica. I mean, you know, my best experience, Puerto Rico,
yeah.
Surfers Beach, but I don't. I've heard so many places I haven't been to.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Understood.
But Costa Rica, because I haven't been there yet. And I hear such good stuff. Everyone keeps going. You got to go.
Yeah, right, cool. I've been to Costa Rica, but I've never surfed Costa Rica. Yeah. Okay. I have a friend from high school that still surfs. He lives in Long Beach, California. And another friend that graduated, and we surf. He's in Jacksonville Beach, Florida. So the three of us text pretty regular.
Yeah.
I was just texting him the other day. One of the friends is trying to get us to go to Fiji. But the conversation is, would you rather have to wear a wetsuit almost year round but have good to better waves, or be more seasonal with your wetsuit, have nice warm trunking days but maybe not so consistent wave? Which would you choose?
So the one or Carolina Beach? Is that I'd rather wear the wetsuit and surf good waves.
Yeah.
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 I mean,
having been to California and surfing a few times.
Yeah. Southern California, that cold water.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that bad. It's not that cold. It's like Northern California, maybe a little bit chillier. Yeah. But yeah. That's a hard one, because I do love warm days.
I got a buddy in San Diego, man. He's surfing all. He's like, hey, you get used to what you get used to doing.
Yeah. I talked to a guy yesterday. He was like, what's the water temp? I was like, I just bumped into the 60s. He was like, oh, I'm trunking it then. I'm from San Diego, man.
Like, that's right. Yeah.
Crazy.
Tropical warm.
Yeah. Nah. Nah. Hey, what's your must-watch surf movie?
Oh, man. Well, I don't know if there's a much, you know, I go through surf, going through my head. I haven't seen one in a while. I mean, obviously there's Fast Times, which isn't really a surf movie. But, dude, what's Point Break?
Point Break.
Yeah.
The old one or the new one?
Johnny Utah, the old one.
The old one. There you go. Point Break. You know, I still haven't seen that.
Really?
Either one, the old one or the new one. Let's see, Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Pepsi. Oh, yeah, man. I thought we were friends.
Coke, bro.
Oh.
You can have the Coke. I won't, you know, have it.
I'll drink all of your Coke. You can have all my Pepsi. All right, we already talked about Goofy Regular. You're Goofy.
Yeah.
Let's go to favorite place to eat after a good session.
Well, it's listen to that question. I always go back to, for whatever reason, when we used to go to Oak Island, you know, and I always tell people the hungriest I am ever is after surfing.
Yes.
Right. And right before the bridge, there's just this diner there. It's Grand Slam breakfast.
Yeah.
And every time and it's not been a lot, but it's like, oh my gosh, this is so good. You know, just, you know, bacon and eggs and pancakes and.
Oh my.
Oh yeah.
Oh my.
But here locally, cause usually I just go home and make any something. I mean, I'm like, I'm going to go eat. But, I would say though, like Barrier Island. Not Barrier Island. That place is long gone. I'm sorry. What am I thinking of? Sawmill. Monkey Junction. Yeah. Same cup of thing. I'll take eggs, pancakes, omelet, just throw it all.
Can't go wrong with breakfast, no, like 24/7.
I love, breakfast my thing.
Yeah. Making
especially
me hungry.
Especially after surfing, even if it's that afternoon night.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. Breakfast.
Love it.
Yeah. So if you won a surf comp and had to donate 50% to a charity of your choice, who would it be?
That's tough. I think that was coming. Charity of my choice, winning money, surf contest. Probably something that helps either underprivileged kids or autism.
Okay. It's like a surfer's healing.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. Yeah. Surfer's healing does a big event here in Wrightsville. Usually mid-August-ish, right in there. It's super, super well-attended and great time. Appreciate what they do. All right, last question here. What's your sketchiest moment in the water?
I think about that. The first thing I think about is usually something with a shark.
Right.
But though I've seen sharks that had that, I think a lot of it is just getting barreled. Let me give not barreled as in a barrel.
Right.
Getting hammered, getting stuck under, and not being able to breathe. I mean, that happens to all of us. But
right.
I know that there's been a couple times where. I don't know which way's up. I know you're supposed to just relax. I was just relax. You're always told that, and I try to do. But where I don't, I'm like, am I getting out of this? And then one time, it's always good that you're attached to your surfboard,
right?
Because that floats and goes up. And I remember time getting my leash getting torn off, and I hit the bottom really hard.
Oh yeah.
And I remember just being stuck there. And I just remember feeling pain in my back.
Oh.
And and just. Where's the surface and just finally getting there and just trying to breathe real quick before the next wave came. And I remember, I do remember a couple of times, I just so exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you gotta, this is it's all about reality. I'm like, this is real.
Yes.
You are way under the water. It is dark and you have no energy and you ain't 20 years old.
Yeah.
And that's sometime in the last few years that's happened.
Has it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some hurricane swell or something.
And I just remember being, just being kept under and knowing stories of guys I know who blacked out and had to be resting. I'm like, man, and that's probably with anything. I think sketchy is when you breathing is something we don't even think about
right
until we don't have it
right. We're not designed to breathe underwater,
and sometimes not being able to get back in, you're so exhausted, especially if you have wetsuit on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as sketchy because you know eventually you will be like, how, you know, it's getting dark.
Yeah.
But yeah, to the point of that question is being sucked underneath and just and not knowing which way is up. And
right.
Just, all right, I need to breathe eventually.
Yeah. You got to count the cost when you paddle out. You know, so some of those little things of, hey, know your limits. If it's doubtful,
which is more and more a mindset as you get older, like,
yeah,
I don't need to prove anything anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And great big waves don't mean they're the best waves. And
true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, awesome, man. I appreciate your time to give us this opportunity to do a take two. I kept
this
looking
won't
over.
Stick.
I kept looking over at my equipment, and I never saw the pop-up saying right error. So I think we're good. I sure hope we're good.
Sirens didn't go off.
Nothing seems to be amiss here today. So that's epic. I appreciate your time, Matt.
Yeah, man.
Looking forward to getting in the water with you soon.
Soon. Yes, right. With camp coming too. But, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you asked last time. I think now it's like probably, it might have been 3 weeks. It's been a little, for me, it's been a.
Oh, just, surfing?
Yeah. I think it's been like 3 weeks now. I think about it. But so I need to get out soon.
Yeah. Yeah. The water's warming up.
Yeah. Well, I'm the problem. People ask me all the time. I said, you're not really cold. I mean, if you got everything on until after a while you're out there. And you're like, I'm cold.
Yeah.
I got to go in.
Remember that? So Christmas Eve, this past Christmas, mm-hmm. Christmas Eve day, it was, I think with the wind chill, it was like 12, it was 18 without the wind chill. I paddled out with my son and with one of my friends, Monica, and her husband was out there taking pictures.
Dang.
It was brutal cold.
He was out there with his flippers and his camera. No. He was on the beach.
He was up on the pier and then on the beach.
Nonetheless, still.
Got some great pictures, but frigid.
Yeah, those are some of the worst. Especially if you have to walk because you're being pulled by the current and you got to walk back to where you were.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't blowing super hard, but it was enough to be 12 degrees.
We all have those days, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're fine,
and then all of a sudden you realize you're not fine.
That's it, right?
And now you go, oh, I got to go stand in the parking lot.
Get undressed. Yeah. Freezing.
Wasn't thinking that one through. Yeah, it was. I wanted that wave.
But that's right.
Yeah.
Well, and it is, and I tell people all the time, well, you get under the water first, get going, you're like, it's just freezing. Then you're like, all right. And then you start warming up, but it doesn't bad. And then there's a time you're like, oh my gosh, I'm cold.
Yeah.
And then you go in like, oh my gosh, I'm so cold. I don't want to take this off, man. Yeah, getting your keys.
I can't feel my fingers. hey Matt. So this is the way we typically close out our podcast, and it's the earliest historical reference to surfing.
All right,
earliest. So as I've done a little research on it, this is pre-Polynesian. So this is going back, and I'm going to go back to the first century AD, and here's where I think. A reference to surfing is. It's in the book.
I think I know you're
It's
going.
In the book of Acts. It's in the book of Acts. It's not Jesus walking
all right,
on water.
All right.
But it's in the book of Acts, chapter 27. Paul's in a shipwreck on his way to Rome. He's in this bad shipwreck. Storm was breaking the ship up on the reef. And the captain was like, all right, if you can swim, swim to shore. And it said, everybody made it to shore. Some swam. Some floated in on like boxes and pieces of the ship, but there's a part of that that says some on boards.
For real.
So I think, and I might be stretching it just a little, surfing.
Yeah, right bro.
There, in the Bible.
See, it was, well, and you know, it is godly surfing because when you talk about surfing, you're always talking about the creation, the wave.
That's right.
Not like golfers who talk about their shot. We're talking about, look at this wave we're blessed with.
Right on. Hey, ladies and gents, thanks for listening to this episode of My Wave Podcast. And here's the song that Matt chose to close us out. Ready?
Yeah.